Okay, let's talk.
That song was about your dad, wasn't it? He moved among the pillows, obviously trying to find a comfortable spot where she couldn't look at him. It was in vain, so he avoided her eyes.
Yeah.
She expected more of an answer, but didn't show her disappointment, just plowed right on. You write all your songs about your father.
Yeah.
He really hurt you, didn't he?
Seth didn't appear to have an answer.
He kind of left you in a bad place.
Well, no, I'm not bad off financially.
You know very well that I'm not talking about money. He really hurt you.
Seth started to squirm then. Why is all this important to you?
I mean, my father and all? That's history. I barely remember him.
Suzette studied him with unbelieving eyes.
If it's history, then why do you write all of your songs about him?
A songwriter has to have something to write about. You make it a sad song and get all the women all teary-eyed over it, and you got yourself a number one record.
She almost told him to get out, but knew it was all bull. He shared his pain through his music, but he couldn't admit that his father had hurt him deeply. It was all such crap, and it made her angry.
Seth scratched his chin and thought before he spoke again. Okay, I'll cut the crap.
Yeah.
My father did a real number on me. Okay, is that what you wanted to hear?
She placed her hand on his. I didn't bring it up to hurt you. But you keep playing the hurt over and over again in your music. It seems to me that you need to talk to someone about your father and what he did to you.
What do you want to hear about him?
Only what you want to say.
That's quite simple. The man was a bastard. He didn't give a damn about anyone but himself.
He appeared to be surprised by his own admission.
Suzette tightened her grip on his hand. I really don't know where to start.
You said in your last song that you were your father's son. Is that what you really believe?
That must have touched a raw nerve, because Seth sat up and slid away from Suzette to sit at the foot of the bed again. You would probably be surprised to find out that I don't know what I believe.
He made eye contact again. I just don't know.
She slid down the bed to be near him.
Well, I do. You're nothing like your father. You're a kind and gentle man.
He looked away and shook his head. How can you say that? You've not known me that long.
Suzette wouldn't have it. Because it's in your music. No man questions his own worth if he hasn't spent a lot of time considering it. You know the answer, but you just refuse to believe it.
How about you?
She looked puzzled.
I saw your face that day in the studio.
She pretended not to understand him.
I saw your face when Walker talked about your real mother. If we're going to talk about my father, then we're going to talk about why the subject of your real mother causes you so much pain.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He picked his guitar up and smiled. Well, at least I'm not the only liar in this room.
The place fell silent, but for Seth's strumming. I sometimes forget that Charity isn't my real mother.
Ah, he didn't even look up at her.
She knew he was waiting. Don't you see? I sometimes forget that Maria is my mother.
Seth stopped playing and looked at her. His face held more understanding than she was willing to bear.
She slid off the bed and paced about the confined space. How can I do that? My mother loved me, and I sometimes forget that she existed. What kind of a person does that make me? She gave up her life so I could be born, and I forget that she even existed.
So you don't want to be your mother? Is that it? A forgotten person?
His words were so simple, but they were exactly how she felt. Something inside of her slipped and cracked, but she wasn't even aware of crying until he wiped her cheek with the tip of his finger. It was so sweet and touched her so deeply that more tears flowed. He wrapped both arms around her and pulled her firmly against his chest. The words he murmured through her hair escaped her, although they were a comfort nonetheless. Suzette realized that her tears were for herself as much as her mother. She had tried to comfort Seth, and instead he had wound up comforting her. They stood for a while in each other's arms, weeping and soothing, before the engines shuddered to life and the bus eased forward, taking up their journey once more.